And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight, the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program. I'm News Director Terry Frank. County executives talk with the governor this week. New weekly reporting to be put in place for COVID-19 numbers in Chautauqua County and talking budget. All that this week with County Executive P.J. Wendell. And P.J., welcome back to the program. We're back to doing it by phone this week. I had a little bit of a cold earlier in the week, and it actually worked out pretty well doing it over the phone this week.
Certainly. Glad to be back.
Let's go first to the session the county executives had with Governor Hochul this week in Albany. I know that you were unable to take part in that, but you did get an update on the issues covered. What did you hear generally, and what was everyone's impression?
Well, you know, I was able to, I had to leave for an unforeseen emergency. I was able to meet with the governor privately before the event and share our concerns, you know, with the mandate for the vaccine and how it's impacting our county. Generally speaking, it was a very simple meeting where they, you know, were discussing several of our concerns we've had over the last years and really opening the lines of communication. She did assure the executives that there'd be more meetings and more frequently as compared to the previous administration. So, you know, I feel encouraged by her ability to work with us and look forward to working more as you know, we get through this pandemic and as we, you know, start to move into her administration.
I know the Regional Economic Development Council program was discussed and brought up by the executives. That was one of former Governor Cuomo's more favored programs, but fell away during the pandemic. What did you learn regarding that program?
Well, I know she's a big fan of the RDIs, the Regional Downtown Improvement. And, you know, we're encouraged by that. We have had local municipalities apply for RDI grants. So excited that we're, you know, that's going to be moving back into, you know, the forefront, if you will. And it provides opportunities, you know, for cities that don't necessarily have the funding to be able to reach out and, you know, start to make these improvements in their downtown areas.
While we're on the pandemic, it's still fresh in our minds. Last Friday, the county health department announced on its COVID-19 dashboard that the county would no longer do five-day-a-week reporting of cases, deaths, and so on. It will become weekly starting next Wednesday. Why the change?
Well, the change, first of all, is, you know, obviously we're still moving through the pandemic. We're relying more on ourselves in the health department for our contact tracing and our disease investigation. And it frees up our staff that's been working tirelessly, you know, throughout the pandemic. You know, the numbers as we've seen them, you know, have been, you know, they've been very general. We are one of the last counties to report daily. We're speaking with other executives. Many of them have gone to once a week. Some have gone to twice a week. But, you know, and all, it really gives our opportunity to our staff to focus on measures of what, you know, they need to get back to as far as, you know, the operations of the Department of Health.
I know that there are some people, and I've heard a number, who have expressed disappointment over that decision. You said that most other counties are doing it this way, but I know the Cattaraugus County has been sending us daily reports, and I've been seeing them in Erie County. Why the change now?
Well, the position came from, you know, the Christine Skyland Department of Health with our epidemiology to, you know, basically free up our staff to get them back to, you know, functioning with other tasks that are at hand. You know, the numbers, as we've seen, you know, they come out daily. And, you know, as we go through, you know, I guess the question that people have had is, you know, has that stopped anybody from going to Jamestown or Fredonia or Dunkirk? Or have they changed their patterns? The numbers are still there. If you go to the Department of Health website, the state puts out the dashboard continually. So what this was doing was, again, just, you know, we were reprinting the numbers that the state had puts out daily as well. So you'll still be able to access that via the Department of Health website.
At the same time, though, PJ, I have gone to the state website a number of times. It's sometimes a little bit hard to navigate, and the numbers don't always jive. Have you folks been able to talk with the state about some kind of maybe handoff where they would be the go-to entity now on a daily basis?
Correct, and that was a problem that we have been having right along with them. We still haven't been able to iron out that in this complexity. Their data comes in, and we were using data from the CDC, and which at the time the health department felt was more correct information. And again, they were scrubbing it and trying to go back and forth as to the most current and accurate information. But we've been assured that the state numbers are accurate, and that's in order to free up time, for the staff that to get focus on other tasks as well. That's the path they had chosen. And that came through our entire health team. It wasn't just a decision made by one person. The seven of us agreed to the weekly reporting now as we move forward.
All right, very good. Thank you for that clarification, PJ. I want to remind you that you're listening to Community Spotlight here on the 6 Media One Radio Group stations. I'm News Director Terry Frank. Chautauqua County Executive PJ Wendell is my guest for his usual monthly visit here on our program. PJ, I did want to go on to the discussion about the budget. The legislature has been reviewing this week your 2022 budget proposal, which includes that 26 cent per thousand tax rate decrease. Is there any kind of levy increase in the budget?
Well, the levy increase is at $955,000. And, we tried to minimize that as we move forward. There, again, a slight levy increase when you look at the cost of everything across the board going up. Reinstituting the positions we're instituting at a minimal increase, myself and as hearing from the legislature, we feel confident that the budget's very solid and very strong going forward. And it doesn't, statements have been made. We rely too heavily on sales tax. What we're doing right now is budgeting for 2 and 3 years. And that's the one thing we looked at, is to make sure we're not, overestimate our sales tax revenue and relying on that sales tax revenue. We're looking at, again, the structurally balanced budget. Our expenses, recurring expenses, are being covered by recurring revenue. So we're not inflating revenue to try to make it work. We're staying well within our means and looking for, this budget and how it will play into the next 2 and 3 years.
Have you heard anything from the legislature? I know Audit and Control is kind of taking the lead on this. Have you heard anything from them about changes they would like to make or feel that need to be made?
Minimal right now. I haven't heard much. I do talk to them several times, at the end of every day. I speak with somebody on the committee, and there are some minor changes right now, but as they're going through, they're looking at things and really haven't been made any really large changes. They're just going through and some of the departmental requests they're looking at and scrutinizing as we go forward, based on some items that are capital investments and some items that are budgetary, and then how those decisions play into the future. For example, if we want to, make some larger purchases, is this the right time to make those purchases? And where will this play out in future budgets? Will there be money to replace equipment or, make changes down the road the way we're doing it now? So those are all questions that they're looking at closely and making sure that we're making the right decision.
In terms of the American Rescue Plan funding this past month, the legislature did approve the plan that you had put forward. Has any money been moved yet to begin projects? How much money do you have in the bank from the federal government at this point?
Right now we have $12.3 million that's in the bank, our first tranche, as they refer to it as. There are pre-files that have been that will be submitted for the October meeting and moving some of that funding along. We are putting a request in for funding for Chautauqua Lake to finish up a project with the Jefferson Project, which was the in-lake research that we've been conducting. There have been a couple others that have been moving along as well. So, we do have some IT upgrades we need to get taken care of quickly. So Some of the smaller items that we've looked at in the plan will be addressed, and these pre-files will be made and voted on, hopefully in the October meeting, as I've been told.
Very good. We've got about 3 minutes or so left in the program, PG. I don't know if you were on hand, but the Hometown Heroes Memorial was unveiled this past week up in Mayville. What can you tell us about that, and how proud are you to see something like that in the county seat?
Well, very proud. This has been a labor of love. I know Jim Kurtz and his committee has been working on this for several years now, looking at funding, fundraising, support from the legislature and our budgets over the years. So, again, it's really really exciting to see this come into fruition. Although I was, traveling back, wasn't able to attend. Great to see our former county executives there, both veterans as well being recognized. So very proud of the accomplishments of the memorial, and look forward to, it's people stopping by and seeing it right there in the county seat.
And I did want to give you a chance again, because we talk about the Monday morning memo, but it's been kind of hit and miss, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, during the pandemic. But if people want more information or need more information on what's going on with county government, how can they find that out?
The best way is to go to our website, chqgov.com, click on the county executive page, and you'll be able to find our information. Also, you can reach out, and I'm not sure how the sign-up is still working. I know there was some a large number of people had signed up for the Monday morning memo, so I have to double-check as to where we are with that right now. But if you'd like to sign up to receive it, there is ways and online form you can fill out. It's really a great way for people to to hear what's going on in county government, not everything that's going on. Obviously, we there's so much that goes on daily and weekly, but it does keep our residents apprised of what's happening. And, we changed it to the Monday memo. It was the Monday morning, but through COVID, it was trying to get that out on a Monday morning was challenging with all of the information, the changes, and the updates that were happening at the time. So, we do try to get that out by midday on Monday. This week, obviously, it'll be coming out on Tuesday, and I know the staff has already been working on information and stories that need to be put in there.
All right. Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you so much, Terry. It's a pleasure to be here.
And that's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. If you would like to listen back to this program or hear other ones in our audio vault, go to the audio portion of our website, which is located at MediaOneRadioGroup.com. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.